All right. Let's do this. So, this is a public meeting of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that the notice of agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger. Owing to the short nature, order of this meeting, we posted and posted notice of the meeting on the website and sent it out in an email blast on Friday, so it was adequately noticed. With all that being said, Ms. Connor, would you please call the roll?
Yes, Councilman Councilman Strauss.
Here.
Councilman Kochanowski.
Finally here.
Councilwoman Switlick.
Here.
And Council President Malloy.
Here. All right, we're going to, because we're just trying to take care of essential business, we're going to try to make this as short as we can. There will not be any reports. First item on the agenda is the approval of the May 13, 2020 regular session minutes. I had submitted some comments. I think they were fixed. Actually, I think this one was fine. So
yeah.
Anybody have any requests for modification?
None from me.
All right, may I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
I'll second. Oh, there you go.
You mean? Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switler?
Yes.
And Council President Malloy?
Yes. Next, we have the consent agenda, which contain pretty simple and easy routine business. We've got release of escrows and some premiums. Anybody have any questions or concerns about the consent agenda?
No from Strauss.
All right. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
So moved.
Give the motion to Amy and a second to Mark.
Yep. Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Council President Malloy?
Yes. We'll move on to the resolutions. The first resolution is approving the list of towing operators. Carla, this went out to bid, or went out to bid, but is it a bid? What's the process?
No, I just send application out to everybody on our list or whoever called in. So.
And we received a number of applications, one of which the officer in charge has requested with advice and input from legal counsel that we reject the application for Somerset Towing due to a number of complaints over the past year. So you'll notice that the list of applicants deviates from the list of approved towers. Anybody have any questions, comments, discussion? All right. Have a motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Council President Malloy?
Yes. Second resolution is authorizing the purchase of firearms and various items for the police department. TJ Morris under state contract number 17-fleet-00721 for a not to exceed amount of $9,000. This is obviously its firearms and other related items. Anybody have discussion that they'd like to have on this item?
No.
All right. I'm going to make a motion then. May I have a second?
Second, Strauss.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes. Third resolution is authorizing the use of contracts with approved Omnia Partners Purchasing Alliance National Co-op vendors for a not to exceed amount of $25,000. This is for AutoZone for the DPW for all their car part and routine maintenance supplies. Concerns, questions on this? Hearing none, I'll ask for a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes. Fourth resolution is authorizing the purchase of uniforms and various items for the police department from Longmen. State contract number T0106, 17-00751. It's pretty clear cut, I think, from the description. Does anybody have any questions or concerns? Hearing none, I'll ask for a motion, please.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes. The fifth resolution is approving a second amendment to the Affordable Housing Settlement Agreement between the City of Clinton and the Fair Share Housing Center, Incorporated. This is the same as the same purpose, I should say, as the resolution we adopted at our last meeting. It extends the time in which we have to start construction on Marukian until 2021. The last agreement between us and the developer. This is between us and the Fair Share Housing Center, who we are in an agreement with in the courts for our affordable housing obligations. Does anyone have any concerns?
No, from Strauss.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to make a motion. May I have a second, please?
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Council President Malloy?
Yes. Last resolution is the resolution to appoint an interim chief financial officer and qualified purchasing agent. This is GMA. They're a consultant, and Greg Fehrenbach is the principal. They will be using some assisting consultants, shall we say, one of whom would actually possibly be our current CFO or our most recent CFO, Larry Majeski. So in essence, I think we'll actually, in this agreement, we will save a lot of money. They're a qualified purchasing agent. Without this, our authorization to make purchases without going to bid drops substantially. I think this allows us to go over $44,000. Without it, we're down to around $17,000, and anything over that, we'd have to get a bid. Our thresholds are similarly reduced if we don't have a QPA. I think this should be a long-term savings for us over the next year, and furthermore, will help us develop our next CFO, whom we'd like to move toward in about a year from now. So, anybody have questions or concerns?
No.
All right. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Kochanowski, second. Councilman
yep.
Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Council President Malloy?
Yes. Last item on the agenda before public comment is the vouchers. May I have a motion to pay the bills, please?
So moved. I reviewed them, found them to be satisfactory. That's what Brian usually says.
Yep, exactly. And I did take note of the one item that Councilman Strauss, that you brought to my attention. And when the administrator's back, I will raise it with him.
Thank you.
You got it. May I have a second, please?
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Council President?
Yes. All right. That concludes the business of this particular meeting. Mr. Strauss, would you like a motion to adjourn? And then we'll see everybody back, or at least all who can make it, next Wednesday.
Wait.
Yes.
We have public comment.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll open the floor to public comment, but there's nobody else on the meeting.
Sure we do it.
I apologize. So the floor is open to the public comment. However, I will note that there has been no public who dialed or called in. And then, Councilman Strauss, your motion, and may we have a second?
A move to adjourn second. From the special meeting.
Thank
second.
You, sir.
I'll second it.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Whitlock?
Yes.
And Council President Malay?
Yes, thank you all for joining on a Monday afternoon. We managed to get this one done in just under 11 minutes.
Yep. Woohoo.
Hope everybody's doing well. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.